Armor by John Stakely, continued. Disc 5.
Who, me? Asked Lewis with friendly innocence.
Goddamn right, you, snarled Foss.
Why? Asked Lewis, sounding genuinely hurt.
Hell, I didn't turn you down.
Foss lunged at him again. Lewis stepped easily aside, still calm and happy, holding the jug by the neck high over his head to keep it out of range of the fat droplets of mud the Fosses scrambling threw into the air. Foss lunged twice more, once trying to punch him again, once trying to grab the smaller man in a bear hug. He failed miserably both times. It was a charade. Foss stomped and missed, and Lewis dodged and smiled, and Dell looked worried, and the kids giggled. But it was a lot worse than it appeared. It was still serious as hell. Foss was not harmless. In fact, he wasn't even that bad. Lewis just moved so smoothly that it looked that way. That and the way Lewis kept smiling made the whole thing appear to be a joke. It was great. I was grinning myself, unabashedly delighted with Lewis. He just would not get angry, no matter how close Foss came. He simply refused. It was a talent I could use a little of myself. More than a little.
Stop this, Foss!
Shouted Dell after it seemed to be going on forever. She came running down the steps toward us, scattering the kids who were still watching eagerly, their mouths now sagging open at half-mast between laughter and concern, and ready to go either way.
Stop this!
Dell repeated.
I'm for that,
offered Lewis, taking a swig. Dell pushed between the two, her hands resting firmly against Foss's muddy chest. Foss ignored her, shouting past her to Lewis.
Shut up, you sumbitch! If it wasn't for you, I'd...
He hesitated, glanced at Dell, seemed to lose his resolve.
Well...
He trailed off.
Well, what? Demanded Dell. What's this man done to you? I thought you just met him, for God's sake.
I knew him before this,
he mumbled, then louder, pointing his finger again.
I know about you, rancher shit. I know you.
What do you know, Foss? Asked Lewis pleasantly.
I know.
Foss hesitated again, looked embarrassed, but that only made him, on reflection, more angry.
I know that you're querying it for me and for, hell, for everybody, running around on some big horse all the time like some big deal and looking down and making us look like nothing to her.